By the power of Madonna, you'll...
By the power of Madonna, let's go. Madonna, forever. Madonna, forever. Madonna,
forever. Madonna, forever. You are listening to MLVC, the Madonna podcast, your place for all things Madonna Louise Veronica Ciccone. I'm your unofficial celebration tour correspondent, Stefan. Today on the show, we have Carlos, who attended last night's show of the celebration tour in Las Vegas, Nevada. And yeah, so hello, Carlos. I see you've brought a little Vegas to the show.
I mean, it wouldn't be a Vegas interview if I'm not here, right? So I am in the middle of the freaking casino. Everybody is looking like, what is he doing?
Yeah, just make sure you speak loud enough so we can hear you, because I think Vegas is drowning you out a little bit.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'll be loud. It's okay in here. It's been so fun to find even some fans around in the hotel, in the elevator. When we were just coming back, even some people outside the dresses, it was just amazing. In coming back from the experience, I went with my partner, and let me tell you, I mean, it was so great that we didn't watch many clips from it, because I wanted to be surprised. You know, from all the other shows, I've always like known what's gonna happen. You know, exactly every moment. In this one, I said, you know what, I'm gonna let Madonna surprised me, and yeah, there were some sweet moments. Erotica, you thrilled me, was insanely good. Oh my god!
Okay, well hold on. Let's back up for just a second, Carlos. Let's tell everyone, where are you from?
Well, I'm originally from Colombia. I now live in New York. And yeah, that's where I.
You did not see the show in New York.
No, I did not. The reason is because we had a big celebration, actually, for anniversary this month. And we have originally scheduled October last year.
Right.
So we were going to do that. That was the anniversary. So we just waited 6 months for that.
Wow, that's brave of you, Carlos, because if I was in New York, I mean, I even went to New York to see the show.
You're telling me. I know. You tell me. I was going to do it. I was going to, I'm just going to meet some friends. Love, I'll be back. I'll get the show. But no, I think it was so sweet. It was so sweet, the surprise of the show. It was amazing, yeah, in long way. But yeah, here we are, and it was so worth it.
So you flew to Vegas to see Madonna. You saw her last night. Are you seeing her again tonight?
We're contemplating. We saw some...
I was going to say, you're already in the casinos. Just play a couple slots, win those ticket monies, and get your ass over.
It's kind of happening right now. So yeah, and that's what I'm doing. And you know what? I'm one bonus away from another seat. So yeah, let's do that.
is there a Madonna slot machine in the casino where you're at?
I've seen so many, and that's where I wanted to record from. But this hotel, the Wynn, doesn't have one. I know that Bellagio has one. I was this close to travel just to get to that machine. That would have been so cool. But no, I walked the entire casino. It's no Madonna theme.
That's all right. Yeah. Well, I love your outfit. So for those people not watching, Carlos is wearing a purple sequined jacket. It's very Confessions era.
Very Confessions, very hung up.
Yes, exactly.
Stefan. No, I'm not.
No. And I saw that you posted a picture of yourself in the back of a limousine. Were you... Was that your homage to Madonna in the music video?
Everything needed to be a homage to Madonna. So I got the limo. We played Sorry. We acted like if it was the video clip. It was hysterical. It was so good. It was a blast. It was a blast because the weight made it even more. You know, the expectations were like, it's going to be good. But it was insanely good. It was so great. It was so, so fantastic. And so waited, and the tribute to Confessions, because it's the show that I never got to see live.
Oh.
Yeah, it pains me so much, but it was so worth it. I saw MDNA, I saw Madam X. This one definitely on the top. It's really, really amazing tribute. It's a timeline, really, what she did there.
Where were your seats?
Well, we had Pita B, which was the Densiteria.
Uh-huh.
And plenty of space, really. It was very easy to move around the proximities while, like, you can see Madonna's pores. She has no pores. She looks fantastic. The proximity is so cool. I was able to talk to some camera people. Lots of cameras, so that's for sure.
Yeah, so you met some people from her show last night.
Yeah,
I was lucky enough.
I see first Guy Osiris passes by, so we were able to say hi. And then Tony, oh my God, Tony is the sweetest man. He was so gentle. I told
Tony Villanueva, I think is how you say his last
name.
Who is one of her main costume dresser guys.
He's next to Em at all times. And I had the lucky moment to say hi to him. He was super genuine, super nice. He thanked for the tribute, for showing up, and he was super nice. He asked me, have we met before? I told him, no, but you look familiar. And we just laughed. We just kept going with the show. It was very fun. And at the end, when we leave the pit, actually, we were able to see all the dancers passing by in towel, pretty much, like running from stage to their dressing rooms and something. Right? So all of them passing by. It was super intimate, the experience on the pit.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really, really cool.
And you met someone else last night who was, I believe, on stage with Madonna.
That's true. Now, don't ask me what her name. I don't know her name.
Hold on. I know somebody told me who it was. I'm blanking on it right now, but it will come to me. It will come. Hold on. Let's see if anyone's in the, I don't have the chat up. The chat is not up at the moment.
I saw when she arrived, right? She was, in floor two.
Uh-huh.
So I noticed when she arrived, they were giving her the instructions of what's going to happen, in what moment she's going to come up, what's going to do, how to throw the ball, everything, right?
Simone.
There you go.
I didn't even look that up. I was trying to think of how I could find her, and it just came to me. So there we go.
Yeah. I asked somebody, but I didn't recall. Simone, there you go. So you can see when they're preparing it, Simone, and then the moment happens, the bold moment is, Stair doing her number. It's wild. I mean, those kids have already such a stage persona that it's unbelievable. David on the guitar. It was really wholesome to see them together. Bad Girl, I mean, that's a killer moment.
What was some of your favorite moments from the show? What were your like three standouts from the show?
Standouts, highlights, I would say I was having a great time while Holiday, and then that segue into Live to Tell, that was wild. That was really, really wild. You can hear her voice cracking, you know, when she transitions to that. So it was very powerful. And definitely Live to Tell. She goes on the frame grind thingy. That was very powerful. Erotic, huh? You thrill me. That's unbeatable. That was such a moment. And I would say besides that, Don't Tell Me. I enjoy her doing her silly cowboy moves again. She was very happy. She was very at ease, you know. You can see sometimes there's no room for little things here and there. The show was flawless. There was nothing really bad going on. But you can see her at peace, you know. She's sharp. She moves amazing. She sings all the way. Like, my respects, really. It's really amazing. She's such a structured show. She's still able to pull it off all the way. That was amazing.
So everyone always asks, what time did she go on last night?
Everybody was ready to wait at least 2 hours, you know, and it was Vegas. So it's like, of course, she's still in San Francisco. No. So then she just arrives. The DJ, who? I have no idea who was the DJ. The girl had no energy, no nothing. I don't know what the DJ was. And then I said, ooh, that might be because, you know, that she's gonna go up with the beats and stuff, gonna take its time. No. 10 o'clock, 10:15, there she was when I was very young. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. And how was the crowd in Vegas?
It was really fun. It was really good. True fans. I did see real true fans singing the song, singing the classic, singing Burning Up, getting the references. It was a fun crowd. The costumes were wild too. It was really fun. And yeah, I saw multiple places where I say, you know what, next time I wouldn't mind seeing the show from afar. So you like the whole picture. I think it's an experience that it would be worth it. It was good. It was good crowd, and everybody was, I think, astonished at how soon she still got it.
Are you close to the venue where you're staying?
Yeah, 10 minutes from the T-Mobile Arena.
Well, I think you need to win some blackjack and get over there, and you can. Gotta be tickets available. I'm sure there's.
I'm in the middle of a bonus. I just made this happen. Yeah, we might end up there. I'll let you know.
I mean, if you're in Vegas, if you're in Vegas, you might as well do it. You know.
I know, right? And it's gonna be my second time before we see it. Because when are we gonna be here in the States? But when are we gonna be able to see her again?
I know.
We don't know. Yeah, right.
Will you be going again to see the show after Vegas?
I am positive. Now that we saw it, yeah. Because we had the promise, like, oh my God, yeah, we cannot see it until we see it together. But now I can just go travel to whatever city. Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Well, I do want to make sure, I didn't want to forget, I wanted to tell everyone, Carlos did a wonderful job of editing the Girly Show 30th anniversary reunion video for us. He was generous enough to donate his video editing skills for us. You did a great job. I thought that trailer was an amazing tribute to that show. We had posted it, and it was wonderful. So thank you. I wanted to just say a public thank you since you were on the show.
That's very sweet. No, I was honored to be able to pay a tribute in a way, you know. And of course, I mean, what you do, what the podcast does, brings community. You know, it's a movement that we haven't seen for Madonna fans. You know.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I love it. I had so much fun, and yeah, I enjoy doing that.
As a video editor, what did you think of Madonna's videos in the show?
I think the visuals were, oh my God, now that's taking me to Mother and Father, which was, well, first of all, that interlude is wild. That interlude with Cher and Ariana that's fire. I think it's amazing. I think she did Burning Up with like the very scratchy, you know, homemade visuals. It was telling her story really from beginning to end. The I Love New York background and the Beast Within. I had no idea that she was going to perform Beast Within. Mm-hmm. Then see the fire like evoking Girly Show and the visuals of Beast Within in the background. It was really like time traveling throughout her career.
Yeah. Did you get any merch?
I did with the package. That was iconic. Yeah, that was the iconic package. So we got.
Oh, so you were VIP for that.
Correct. It was the laminate. That it comes like in a sleeve.
Yeah,
right?
You got the little bag. You probably got your celebration tour hat.
Yeah, and the other things that I
think there's stickers and
like myself. Yeah, there were these little like rings that you used to pay for your drinks.
Those are the rosary rings. Did you save them?
Yes, I did. I said, I'm not drinking. I asked the guy, I told him, I'm gonna Venmo you. Are you taking
that? Yeah, I saved mine too. I was like, I'm not giving these in.
Yeah, no. So I paid them. I even grabbed some napkins that they had in the box. I mean, it's gonna be memorabilia, of course.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Did you get any candy?
I stopped at the sticky and sweet bar. Yeah. I stopped at the red carpet. The lounge, I thought it was going to be fuller. So that was the best. Like, you do really get a VIP treatment.
Yeah, it's not overly packed. I love that it's not crowded in the pits either.
Not at all. Yeah, not at all. You just move at ease and you get to see everything without interruptions and nothing blocks you. It's really sweet, yeah.
Yeah, it allows you to dance and move around and it's great.
Yeah, absolutely. And to scream. I was yelling at her. She had to hold her laugh at some point. In a very quiet moment, I go, "I love you, baby," and she had to hold it badly. Like, that was nice. It's super intense to have her up close like that.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. All right. Well, I won't keep you because I know you want to go gamble and then go see Madonna again. Before you go, Carlos, it's time for a little segment we like to call the lightning round. These answers are meant to be quick off the top of your head, wherever you're at in your Madonna journey. Don't think too hard. Favorite Madonna song?
Erotica.
Favorite Madonna album?
Confessions on a Dance Floor.
Favorite Madonna remix?
One that I always enjoy, never gets old to me, is Up Down Sweet. I know it's
I will count that. Technically not
it
a remix,
be,
but I'll count it as a remix of Goodbye to Innocence.
I would say.
A very long remix of Goodbye to Innocence.
It is. That's what I love about it.
Favorite Madonna music video?
That would be Take a Bow.
Favorite Madonna tour?
I have two. It's Girly Show and Confessions.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Girly Show.
Mm, yeah.
I would say Girly Show. Yeah.
Favorite Madonna movie?
Yeah, Body of Evidence.
Oh, saucy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
she's able to be herself.
Yeah.
The most there stuff. So. Yeah, it was good.
Favorite Madonna look, and this can be from a music video, a tour, a photo shoot.
You know what I always love? I always love when she does the luscious Versace look with that heavy, eyliner and the blonde long hair. You know, when she kind of did that bedtime story performance, and she did some photo shoots with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's kind of laying on some stairs. Or with a dog.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was awesome. That's a fantastic photo shoot.
Yeah, I love that one.
Nice. Well, Carlos, tell everyone where they can find you on social so they can follow your Vegas adventure.
That's right. I'm on Instagram. I think that's what I use the most. Four letters at CMME7.
There you go. And I'll tag you. And remember, everybody, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Threads at MLVC Podcast. If you'd like to donate to the show, run Venmo at MLVC Podcast. Or you can do a super thanks on our videos on YouTube. That's the new thing I found out yesterday. Hit that button and send a donation. So, or if you've not already subscribed to our YouTube channel, tick that subscribe button so you never miss a video. You'll be able to see other fans such as Carlos for the duration of the celebration tour. We're going to be going live as often as we can for the last 2 months of the show.
Oh, God, yeah.
Tick tock. It's counting down.
I know. Thank you for inviting me.
Thanks for taking the time. Don't hang up. We're going to end the live, but I'm going to keep you on for just a second. So enjoy your evening, everyone. Until next time.